is Thursday, July 27th, 2017, and I'm Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Geeky Gay program for this fine evening. This fine evening. This wonderful evening. I don't know. I'm just going to keep saying fine, wonderful, fantastic, fabulous evening that it is. I'm saying that because it's a little bit, it's not. Well, it's fine. It's fine. Mark always says, oh, you say it's fine all the time, but it really is fine. I'm recording, so I was supposed to record A Dubious Intent with the lovely Turnip Head. And the reason that I didn't record A Dubious Intent with Turnip Head is it was all kinds of whatever. Like, there was just all this stuff going on. And so, first of all, I'll just go into a little bit. You know, for someone that works in the technology industry, for someone who has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 computers in this room. Now, one of them's a work laptop, but for, you know, I have that. I have the iPad Pro. I have my phone. I have another tablet, an Android tablet over there somewhere. I mean, I should be able to rub a couple of computers together and make something work. But I had decided, because my main computer, or my gaming computer that I had built specifically for streaming, and, you know, for doing Dubious Intent and trying to do video and all of this stuff, I thought, oh, I'm going to do. And this was like 5 years ago. I mean, so it was when I first moved back to Arkansas. But that computer that I had built, especially for all that, the audio was never good in that computer. Like, the gaming company who built that computer, they were like, oh, they're not going to care about, you know, about recording audio on Audacity or something like that. They're not going to give a crap about that. And so we're just going to make, you know, we're not going to insulate anything on the inside. We're just going to, everything is going to be, you know, there's just going to be electronic noise all up in the sound card shit. And so it was never good. And I hated it. So normally I would, you know, when I was recording my audio, I would just go ahead and record it on my laptop. So I decided a couple of months ago, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to take the desktop out of the mix. I'm going to hook the laptop into everything and I'm just going to record on that. And I haven't been having any problems with it, like no problems at all. And so then tonight I was going to record with Turnip Head from the voice of Turnip Style. And because he is now a suit for Pride 48, so he's on the suits committee or whatever you want to call it, the I don't know, suits. I don't know what else to call us, but the committee of people who kind of organize things. And he is, Turnip Head is interested in technology and in the technical side of things and in the stream and making sure, you know, that we keep improving the stream quality and getting more shows on there and all of that. So anyway, we had a meeting last week because we are thinking about changing streams, and we're going to do our own. We're going to build our own stream. And actually right now I'm testing it out a little bit. I'm on Pride 48. Nobody knows that I'm on Pride48.com, but I am on Pride48.com right now. And so I'm just, nobody's listening to this, but I'm on there. And anyway, so we are going to be transitioning over. And I said to him, I was like, you know what? We need to figure out if the new thing is working, because we had been using a streaming provider. So it's a company where you just pay them a certain amount per month, and they have already configured everything. They've done it all, and you just, you know, connect to it. No big deal. It's all handled by them. Everything is done. But we could do the exact same thing ourselves. We could rent a virtual server or something like that, and we can set all of that up ourselves, and we can have so much more control over it. So we could actually, you know, set up our own DJ software and all of that. And there are open source versions of everything. And Icecast that we use to do our streaming is actually open source. So I rented, you know, space because I had a company that I already work with called DigitalOcean that you can create what they call it a droplet, but you can create a virtual server with different versions of Linux on it. And I'm getting for those of you who aren't technical, I'm sorry, this is going to be really boring, but just and so I found a really cool open source DJ software that we can use to play. We could set up shows or we can just play, you know, music that's kind of in a library and a back catalog and we can schedule that. And it just has it's prettier looking than the one we're currently using. It's nicer. There's more you have more control and we can control every single aspect of the stream of everything. We can create multiple streams. We can do all of this and we're paying one price per month, and we won't have a limit on number of listeners, which we do right now, and we can always expand that. We can, if we do run out of bandwidth, for instance, we can just go up to the next size, no big deal. Well, we wanted to test that out. So we're like, okay, well, I was like, you know what? I have dubious intent and I haven't asked anyone to do dubious intent with me yet. So, you know, why don't you come on? We'll do dubious intent together and we'll test out this new stream. No big deal, you know? And then we get on there and this laptop that I've been using for, you know, the past whatever, you know, the past 4 or 5 months. I mean, I've had this laptop for 2 or 3 years and it always works fine. It has a solid state drive. It has 8 gigabytes of RAM. I mean, it's fine. But all of a sudden, you know, I get everything ready to go. And, but I haven't had much time to prepare because I've been super busy at work. So we log on 20 minutes beforehand and we start going. We fix some mix minus issues that he was having. And then right before we click the button to start streaming or recording, he starts sounding like a robot to me and I start sounding like a robot to him. Well, then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's me. We don't know. We don't know whether it's him or me. We don't know whether it's the internet connection on my end or the internet connection on his end or my computer or his computer. We're trying to go through all this troubleshooting, you know, with all of these people on the, with all of these people on, you know, well, okay, two people were in the chat room. And so we try to do this. And do all this troubleshooting. And it's always so nerve-wracking when you have people live. Like, you have these people listening live, and they're expecting a show, you know, regardless of the quality of whatever show you're doing, they're expecting an actual show. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna restart Hangouts. And then, and one moment, everyone, I'm trying to type in the chat room. I'm just doing geeky gay. And decided to do it live. Anyway, so Auntie Vera Charles came into the chat room. I'm just doing this little geeky gay episode. But anyway, so we're trying to do all of this stuff. And I restart Hangouts. And then that doesn't work. And then I'm like, okay, fine. We still both sound like robots. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to restart my computer. And so then I restart my computer. So everything's restarted. And then I call him back. Then Hangouts crashes. I'm like, oh my God, could anything else go wrong? And then I'm like, okay, let's switch to Skype. Well, then we switch to Skype and then Skype crashes. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to switch computers. And so I switch computers. And then we go through this whole thing again on this other computer because I had not set up the audio or anything like that on this other computer. So now I'm trying to, and you know, we're 15 minutes late already. We've got people in the chat room. And so then Turniphead's computer crashed. And at this point, I'm like, you know what? I didn't have time to prepare because work has been so busy. So I didn't have the birthdays. I didn't have the news. I didn't have, you know, everything in the world has crashed now at this point. Like Skype has crashed. Hangouts has crashed. Turniphead's computer has crashed. You know, the audio is not working and I'm fine. So I just typed in the chat room. I'm like, you guys, I'm so sorry. Thank you for sitting around and going through all this troubleshooting. But we're going to do it next week. So, but good news though, that whole time, and even right now, as you listeners are listening to me because you're listening to the recording, but as Auntie Vera Charles is listening to me right now, we are on the new live stream that I set up personally myself. Thank you very much. There is no company who set up this stream. I set it up all on my own. Thank you. Anyway, so we're testing that out. I'm going to switch it back to the other stream after tonight because none of the other live folks know the information for the new stream yet. We're going to be switching over probably at the end of August, and it's just going to give us a lot more options and a lot more control and, you know, nicer interface and all that stuff. And eventually we'll be able to roll out some new features to the folks who stream live. So it's going to be really cool. So I'm excited about it. But tonight was a bust. And so I thought to myself, Adam, and I was like, yes, Adam, well, you already had budgeted like an hour and a half to do Dubious Intent and you're having technical issues. So but I can always record Geeky Gay. I never have any problems just recording a solo thing. Like there's no issue with that. It's always when I try to do, you know, a co-host. And so I'm like, OK, I'm going to do Geeky Gay and then I'll just, you know, I'll throw it up on the live stream. And if someone happens to catch it, fine. If they don't, you know, fine as well. And I'll just see how it goes and I'll record it. And because what I want to start doing, and I hate to even say this because I'm not very consistent and I need to be consistent, but I'm just not. It's very difficult to be consistent. When you have a show where you have a co-host and you have the same co-host every week and you're both depending on each other, it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, you when you have someone that you're a buddy with and you're going to the gym together, you're always going to show up. But when you're having to find guest co-hosts all the time, or when you're doing a solo show, and it's just like, you know, whenever you feel like doing it, then it makes it very hard to stay consistent. But I'm wanting to release three shows a week, two Geeky Gays and one Dubious Intent, every week going forward, except for, you know, there'll be times when I'm on vacation and stuff like that. So I'm trying to do, or I'm hoping I can stick to a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday release. So normally I think Tuesday would be Geeky Gay, Thursday would be Dubious Intent, and then Saturday would be another Geeky Gay. But I thought, well, since I didn't get a Dubious Intent recorded tonight, I'll do a Geeky Gay and I'll release that. So that's what I'm doing. So Pokemon Go. I know you guys are all interested in Pokemon Go, right? Everyone is super interested in this game. Not. But I wanted to talk about that real quick because there was Pokemon Go Fest. I think I might have mentioned this on the last episode, but there was Pokemon Go Fest this last weekend and it was in Chicago. And Mark and I did not go, but we were excited because there were going to be some things, you know, released if certain things happened at, so let me go back. For those of you who don't know, Pokemon Go is a game, an augmented reality game where you go out into the world and you catch Pokemon on your phone and they show up different places. And Mark and I have been playing for the last year, which is how long the game has been. And so for their 1 year anniversary, they had this thing called Go Fest. Well, it actually turned out to be a bomb because they had 20,000 people all in this park in Chicago. And they, first of all, there wasn't enough internet on the cell carriers. The cell carriers could not support that number of people all in that small space. So basically no one could play the game. And it was a big, there were all kind of news articles written about it and everything. But because of this event, they basically rewarded everyone globally and they gave you double experience points and double everything for like 5 days, 5 or 6 days. And they released these Pokemon that are called legendary Pokemon that are not normally available and you can go out and raid. So, but to raid, you go to a place where there's a raid going on. You have to physically go there. So you're not, you know, so we're driving around looking for raids and you don't know where it's going to pop up specifically. So you have to drive around to all the gyms and, you know, find them. And then you have to hope because these legendary raids, you cannot beat with two people. You need probably 15, 16, 17 people to beat this. Well, we don't know any other people other than he and I that play this game. Here in Bentonville, we know the ones that we see, like we will see their character names in the game, but we don't know them personally. So we've been driving around, but it was kind of fun. I'm kind of an introverted person. So it's been kind of weird because for these raids, you basically need to go there and wait for people to show up so that you get enough people. And so you're standing around, you know, all kind of looking at your game and you don't know these people, they're strangers. And so you're kind of like, oh, well, is this your first, you know, legendary, you know, you're trying to make conversation and everything. So, so a couple of the people, we saw at the same raids over and over and over again for the past like 3 days. And the first 2 days that we did it, we defeated the raid, but then you have to catch it. You can't, it just doesn't give you the Pokemon. After you defeat it, then you have to catch it by throwing these balls at it. And so the first 2 days we didn't get anything. And then the third day we go to our first one, we find one after work and we defeat it. You know, everyone, like we had 15, 16 people show up. We all go through this raid and then we catch this Pokemon, or we try to catch this Pokemon. Well, I caught it, but Mark didn't. So then he's in this bad mood, right? So I'm like, don't worry about it. We'll find another one. You know, we've got plenty of time. We'll find another one. You know, then we go to the second one and it's a different one and we defeat it. And there again, I catch it. Mark doesn't catch it. So I've caught two in a row that he did not catch. They're brand new. He doesn't have them. Now I have both of them. And so, so that was a little bit, I don't know, he wasn't irritated with me, but he was really disappointed. But we kept driving around, and we probably drove around and raided from like 5:45 in the afternoon after work until like 8:15 in the evening. But finally, we were able to find three more raids, and he caught we defeated all three of them, and he caught all three of them. So now Mark and I both have the two Pokemon that are available right now. So that was exciting. This is really exciting. I always said that personal journal podcasts are not exciting because there's only one person. And I feel like this episode, so I complained for like 15 minutes about technical issues. And now I'm talking about Pokemon that you guys probably care nothing about, but occasionally you're going to get some duds. I want to read a contact email that I got and end with that. So, and I just got this today. So, it says, and this is from Hanna, or some people know her as Princess Hanna. And she says, "Hey, Adam, I was catching up on your show last night. I have two exes that I miss terribly. I know had I picked either of them to have a real and healthy relationship with, I'd be married and have more kids by now. I haven't talked to either of them in quite a while, about 2 years for one. He was a super major right-wing nut job that hated Obama, and it was a major sticking point in our relationship. And he deleted his Facebook and I believe changed his number." Hannah, what, did he delete his Facebook and change his number because you were like, I don't know, like you were trailing after him? Or like, I'm not accusing you of being a stalker, Hannah, but I'm just saying, you said that you wish you had stayed with this guy, and then right after that mentioned that he deleted his Facebook and changed his phone number. I don't know. I'm sure there is no... That's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with you, I'm sure. And then she goes on to say, "Sometimes, though, I check out his wife's page." I think that's where I was thinking that. Sometimes I go and I check his wife's page. So, okay, that's a little stalkery, but, you know, I mean, whatever. We've all done it. Listen. Mark will find somebody cute on TV and like stalk them on Instagram. So I'm not judging. I'm not judging at all. Anyway, so let's move right along. I'm sure you're not a stalker, Hannah. We're fine. So she says the other, it's been, so the other guy, so she stalks that first guy. And then the other guy, it's been about 6.5 years. And I do stalk his Facebook and Instagram pages. I shouldn't, but yet I still do. I missed the second one terribly. He treated me like his queen, and I was still too involved with my old pet hobo that I couldn't see how great of a thing we had. But I've finally moved on from the hobo and have the makings of a genuine thing in the works. Wish me luck. Good luck, Hannah. I'm kind of confused. So you were so involved with a pet that you did, so that the other relationship didn't work? All right. So, but now we're over it. We're not too involved with the pet, and now you've got a new thing going, which is great. Good luck. Don't stalk his wife's Facebook page, though. Whatever you do, do not stalk his wife's Facebook page. I'm sorry. I'm joking around too much with you, Hannah. Anyway, she says, P.S. Did you see my other email? And she said that she would love to co-host with me on my other show that was a total fail tonight, Dubious Intent. And yeah, I saw that, Hannah, and I'm so sorry I didn't get back to you. It actually kind of slipped my mind, to be honest. I'm definitely interested. I want to bring in so many different podcasters as co-hosts. I do want to rotate them out, so I will definitely take you up on that. But and apologies for not responding. It's just been really hectic around here in work and Pride 48 getting, you know, the Pride 48 event and then all the technical changes we're making on the stream and everything like that. It's just been, and I made 2 how-to videos this last weekend and I'm still editing those and a welcome video for the Pride 48 website. And so I've just been doing all kinds of stuff. All right, everyone. Well, for more information on me, if you'd like that, you can go over to geekygay.com. Really, you'll just find past episodes, but you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and I will read your email if you want. If you don't want, just let me know. But if you don't let me know, I'll read it on the air. And you can find so many more LGBT and LGBT podcast friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And a lot of them better than this. But thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.